I didn't know we'd be seeing each other's faces.
Feces? It's better early for that.
They contribute nothing to our culture and are to be stamped out.
This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
It's all right, Kat. We're talking about my mum dying. So it's a laugh riot here.
Get it? Well, that's generally how you prepare for the show. Let's just get that bomb. No, but I'm sorry. That's terrible. Although it is better that she didn't suffer as much.
Yeah.
And that ruins half of Dominic's jokes now.
Jokes.
Dominic has half a joke?
Yeah.
Half a joke. Oh, all right.
Keeps in his pants.
Ooh. Where is he? I saw him online earlier. Has he gone to...
Walking his whippet.
Walking. You say walking, I say fisting.
What a British euphemism, walking your whippet. You know, it's just... Well, get out of here, walk your whippet.
Walk your whippet. right. Okay. Well, I don't know where he is. I mean... we can chew the fat for a couple of minutes and then chew the fat some more.
Delightful.
I've got a delivery of some new cannabis gummies and I thought, right, I'm going to
Oh, God. For fuck's sake.
Well, let's bring Monica up to speed. Did I tell you, Monica, I gave up drinking last January?
Yes.
Well, actually, at the end of last December, so it's been over a year now. But every now and again, I like to treat myself to a nice little... bit of chewy gummy goodness, packed with healthy THC.
Every 3 days.
Every three days,
it's eating a fucking X-Wing and drifting off into outer space.
But these ones are like the Star Wars figure shaped and they're really good. And yes, this evening I've had half a Darth Vader. So we'll see how that goes. We'll see if the Force is with me.
That's the proper dosage. I saw that on the packaging, half the Darth Vader.
Yes. I don't do a full one because I'm an old man now. In it,
bruv.
Yeah. Go on, where is the Northern Monkey?
What's been happening in Canada? What's been going on?
I don't know. It's a weird place as as the UK is. Yeah. I don't know. I live in Quebec, which is like a land of...
Ah, bollocks, Quebec. Shit, that's ruined my joke.
Where did you think I lived?
Well, I was hoping it was Montreal because I was going to introduce you or something, but
no, that's Montreal. Montreal is in Quebec. You guys are supposed to be smarter over there. Montreal's in Quebec.
Did you not remember me saying a few minutes ago, I've had half a Darth Vader. I barely remember how to breathe.
Well, you know, I think that explains why you use Skype still, you know, because you're in the past, man. You're on a trip.
Right.
What are the cool kids using now? Is it Zoom or something?
I'm quite up for using more modern stuff, but I mean, like, you've barely got electricity there, Kat. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I have put an extra level.
So, sorry?
I have put an extra lump of coal in my phone, so...
You put an extra lump of what in your what?
Coal.
Oh.
Cock.
Cock you want, don't you?
No, but yes, exactly. Whatever
David hears whatever he wants.
Yes, quite regularly. I'll probably be hearing more things when these Darth Vader's kicking. Dom, are you with us, sir?
Hello.
How are
we doing?
Have you spoken with Monica before? I can't remember.
Yes.
Of course. I have.
Oh, jolly good.
Right. Is she coming in the form of... it's been like a threatening deep voice, like, put the money in the bag and walk away sort of thing. But we've spoken.
You put the lotion on the skin.
That's why when he started and you're like, did you remember meeting Monica? He's like, yeah, I did. it's like he's, yeah, and she may identify me later, but we'll see.
Yeah, halcyon days.
Should we pretend to do the theme tune then?
Yeah, all right.
Right, okay. Right, la, 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 la. Is it good evening or good morning? Because we've got people in all sorts of different fucking time zones here.
I'm in tomorrow.
Oh, yes, you're in Tomorrowland. Hello, everybody, and stuff and shit. This is strangetimeshow.com, episode 484, I think. Hello. yes, that delightful little girl's voice there was Mr. Dominic Risk.
Hello.
And also, in the future, upside down on the bottom end of the flat earth is Kat Sorens.
Evening, ladies.
Yeah, there's me, still insisting on calling myself Davian for reasons I've never quite fathomed. Hello again. And also, we have, well, I'll tell you what, it's been a while since we've had someone on the show that when they fall over in the snow, they make little bumps. So we've got such a person today. Oh, come on, that was funny. You bunch of miserable cunts. Oh, shit, look, 2 minutes in. I've said to come out. All right. Well, anyway, it's the mistress of Montreal, the Queen of Quebec. No, that's offensive. The Canadian cat. No. It's Monica Hamburg.
Thank you. Were you going to say Canadian cuckold, or where were you going with that?
I was going to go for a word slightly shorter, but cuckold would have been good, actually. I don't know if there's many people over here that knows what it means. I mean,
oh, really? Is that more of an American thing?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you cuck.
What do you British guys call that? You're like, don't fucking someone's wife. You want to meet up? They won't, like, abbreviate it in any way.
Oh, God. Oh, what do we say?
Do we have to?
It's Northern, yeah. I think.
Northern.
I don't think you'll find. No, I think you'll find it's more southern. So more southerners are. Yeah. Cuckolded. Northerners won't take it.
I thought it was called paying the rent. Anyway, let's enough talk about such cucky matters. Monica, my dear, it has been a lonely, 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 lonely long time, or words to that effect. How the buggering fuck are you? What have you been up to? I've been waiting since the end of bloody October for more pornomedy, but it appears to have disappeared off my feed. Come on, bring us up to speed. Bring us off. No, not bring us off. Bring us up to speed and say hello.
Hello. Hello, hello. I feel both chastised and also turned on. So that's fine. That's about right.
Fuck her right in the pussy.
No, but early for that. Sorry, go on.
Jesus. What a wonderful blast from the past. Do you guys know we're recording this on Skype? Speaking of a blast from the past.
No. We're on the new video medium. It's called...
a medium.
Cuck. Oh, yes. Yeah, Cuck AI. There we go. That is podcast title.
You get an AI to cuck you. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Fucking futures. Totally fucking Mexico. Anyway, speak, woman.
Speak. Hello. I don't know. I don't know how to sum up the past bit. It's everything's fine, but everything is in a disarray, you know? That's the...
Yes, you did allude to a bit of disarrayment and things. I mean, how much can you say on this fine broad gram that's got massive listenership of about 7?
Oh, wow. I don't want to disclose that to so many people. My gosh. The general, like, do you have a job? Do you not have a job? Are you going to end up living on the streets? You know, the usual sign of our times, you know?
Oh, right. Oh, dear. Okay. Are you a little more settled at the moment, or is everything still in a state of flux? I said flux.
I'm in a state of denial. Yes, flux is accurate. Ooh. I'm in a state of denialux. Flux slash denial, which is very comforting.
Flux slash denial. I'm getting awfully confused now.
That's fine. It's a result of a Darth Vader. Listeners won't know what that is, but...
Well, I might spill the beans later. No, actually, I might spill some beans later. right. Okay. Well, from one person from north of somewhere to someone else who's north of somewhere. Dom, how have you been, son?
I've been drinking today. So I've had a Chinese food. So I'm a bit discombobulated.
Excellent. did you have what's it called again?
A succulent Chinese meal.
I did. Thank you very much for asking, sir.
That's all right. Kareem Sangyam guy? Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately not, no. I had salt and pepper, various things, chips, ribs, chicken. I had
penis.
Sweet sour chicken. I had penis in broth. No, you tricked me then. And I had prawns in cheesy garlic, which was interesting and nice.
Right. Okay. And how long do you think it'll be before you do vomit this up into fish food?
Oh, not at all. No, I don't. I generally don't do that. Although I am drinking Old Speckled Hen beer, which is more than this made me throw up.
I used to love a nice drop of Old Speckled Hen. Monica, I don't know whether you have sort of ales.
So there your neighbour.
Old Speckled Hen. No, that's my drag name. do you have real ales over your neck of the woods, Monica? But I know you're not much of a drinker, really, are you?
I'm not much of a beer drinker in particular. No. So I have to say yes. I've seen things called ales. That's all the evidence I need. But I don't really know.
We have wonderful names for ales over here, don't we, Dons? Like Old Speckled Hen, Vickers...
Oh. Fixtons.
Vickers Fixtons Wibbly, Cock Thruster.
Those are great.
And
the weird, unique ones.
The classic stout, cunty old fucknut.
Yeah. I don't think that's a stout. I think that's part of a lucid dream you had, but... Okay.
Cunty old
It's an Indian pale ale, and
Racist.
Unbelievable scene.
Following that, I've
also got a bottle. I've got a bottle open, which, if you say it, it sounds Italian. If I say it, it sounds proper Mang. It's called Moretti, but you'd probably pronounce it as Moretti.
I don't know what letters are in the word.
Beery. If you read the label, it says Beera Moretti. Which is Moretti. You must have heard of Moretti.
Oh, Moretti, yeah.
Yeah. Well, in my tongue, it sounds very Mank, and in your tongue, it probably sounds quite like Peroni or...
I would prefer a pint of Felcher's Old Spoon Bum, personally. Anyway, speaking of Felcher...
I was going to say, I think Monica could go through a list of different room of beers and ales. And yes. put on a podcast. It'd be like, is it a beer or is it a position?
Sexual disease.
Is it a beer or is it a sexual position?
Actually, Monica, he's got something now, hasn't he?
Yeah, she gets it seen to as well.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, now that's a sample as well. should we just collect a load of samples to sell a great profit to Kenny Evans?
I was going to say, yeah.
Yes.
We make a fortune, won't we?
We have to divide it in four. I'm sure we'll make so much money.
About 10 pence each.
He'll be defiling himself till Tuesday. Anyway, speak of people who like to defile themselves, Mr. Kat Soyens from The Future in Australia. How are you doing, darling?
Great. I'm good.
That's what she said.
No, she's dead. I told you that. They didn't bring it up. I've hidden all the pieces, so... Anyway, it's a nice Sunday morning here. I remember yesterday. I went to my brother and sister-in-law's place. I left the car keys in the bowl there. He just got back from Mexico, so he's there for about 10 days avoiding his children, which he did successfully, and
drank
his own body weight in margaritas, so he had a good time. So, of course, we had about another, 400 litres of margaritas last night.
Oh, dear.
So that was all right. I'm quite nice. What else have I done? I've finished my third book, which is getting published on the 24th.
Oh, goodness. Yep. Blimey. You're releasing these books book
third
person.
Book I've read. No, you've misunderstood. Third book I've read, yeah. I'll write one day.
All right.
It's the third book is being published on Amazon. So, looking at something else.
Okay, groovy. Well, steering it back to our illustrious guest, I mean, existential and job and general life crisis aside, dear Monica, what have you been doing with your lovely mind, mouth, and comedy recently?
Oh. All right. Well,
they're all linked.
We won't get into the first one, but yes, I've been producing a show called Funny Over 40, Exceptional and Exhausted, and co-producing it, and it's been a lot of fun. It's nice to, you know, showcase women and that we're not, you know, over the hill at 40, et cetera, et cetera.
Where do we get that? Funny Over 40. Let's have that full title again, please.
Funny Over 40, mm-hmm. Exceptional and Exhausted.
Exceptional. I'm typing this slowly. So. Right. Yes, and
with one hand.
Yes, of course. That's all I expect.
Yeah, indeed. So where does one find that fine show?
Well, I am in Montreal, so they would find it here. We have a podcast. We've only done 2 episodes, and we're continuing that. So it's going to be probably on a better schedule than my podcast that I was chastised for earlier, which is fair. But yeah, that's mostly been my focus.
Okay. I shall be checking that out after this then. So
thank you.
So there's a few episodes of said podcast.
Yes, I think there's only 2 so far.
Oh, 2. Well, that's not quite 3 then, is it, young lady?
No, it is not. I'm sorry. I'm so very, very sorry.
God damn it.
Please don't tell the horny ferret. Please don't.
The horny ferret. Oh, look. Funny Over 40, Exceptional and Exhausted on globalnews.ca. Oh, right.
Yes, that's when we were arrested by Dom. Yes. Dom Risk arrested us and... he said, "I'm a cop," and then there was stuff. That's how that arrived.
Stuff. Oh my god, not stuffs. Oh god.
Yeah.
You can see in the footage. I didn't want to give away the footage. The stuff is the footage.
Well, I shall be watching that very vigorously after this show.
Indeed, very energetically. Yes.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, as much as 40+ people can hear too.
With all the fucking 50+ love, with all the sad enthusiasm of a sexless colonel.
Oh, yeah. How so devastating in so many ways.
It's absolutely shocking, isn't it, Dom? Wake up, Dom's passed out. Oh look, he's on mute. He's probably gone for a piss. That's quite okay.
That's fine.
Do that. Probably.
To be honest, I assumed you wouldn't want to hear the tinkle, tinkle, tinkle. So, well, it would be rude if I've left it on.
Well, there's several people listening to the show that would probably actually quite like that sound, though. I'm going to have to overdub it now.
Overdub it. It's not the same if it's not like water hitting skin, though, is it?
What? Oh, warm, cold, frozen. Buried under soft peat. I mean, like, what's going to be talking? Still attached to the body? Or is it sitting in a basket with the lotion?
All the above. It depends what the night's like.
My word. What? Blimey. Well, that's what you do for kicks. So what are you doing for kicks at the moment, Monica, apart from producing amazing podcasts that I've got to listen to after the show?
I don't know. I mean,
you don't know what you're doing?
I don't know. I have dinner with friends. I have sex. I don't know what else
sex?
People do.
Sex? What's
I'm
that?
Sorry, I understand that. I didn't bring any visual aids. I'm sorry. So I understand that this is confusing.
Don't worry.
Yeah, you don't need to bring aids. We got plenty there. We got loads of aids.
Someone had to say it, didn't they?
Yeah, I'm more than enough aids here. Thank you. Don't worry, you can't get it twice.
Well, yeah, this is very true. Yeah. Yeah, you've managed to survive.
Anyway.
I mean, considering how riddled you are, that cat, you've survived quite a long time. I mean, what, we're in year 11 of this podcast now? 11 years!
Oh.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, I know, it's fucking crazy.
We've got less of murder in South Africa?
Oh, wait. Yes. hasn't that cunt been released?
Oh, exactly,
Old Pistorius or whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah, it's been released, given some new feet and fucked off.
Zero, dear, oh dear. I've been, thank you for asking. I've been rewatching The Boys because there's going to be a 4th series, or if you're from a third world country, season.
Not the Amazon show, just some security footage of a change room.
Fuck off. Oh dear, you tree alert. No, this season, series, whatever you want, of The Boys out soon, isn't there? So I thought I'd watch the first three again. There's some very, very dodgy bits in that show, aren't there? Have you seen it, Monica? You must have seen it.
I have not. No, I haven't.
You've not seen The Boys on Tax Dodgers Amazon Prime?
No, I'm sorry. I'm busy having actual sex, but go ahead.
Stop rubbing it in my face. Kenny, stop. Kenny,
sorry.
Calm down, Kenny. She's rubbing it in my face. It's just like a foamy whip on a trampoline. and of course, dear listeners, you miss at the beginning of this call, not that we record the video, but Monica didn't have any clothes on.
As if they didn't guess that. You don't need to tell them. They know.
Well, I will be performing a striptease shortly. So I can't believe you've not seen The Boys. It's got Carl Urban, and he's well sexy, isn't he, Carl Urban?
I don't know. Good road for you to go on, to keep going on, yes. Carl Urban?
Yeah, Carl Urban. Right, Google a picture of Carl Urban, The Boys now. Yeah,
he's not my type, but I would not kick him out of bed for eating crackers.
You wouldn't kick him out of bed for farting. I like it. So what is your type then? Kenny, calm down. Go on. Tell us your type.
I don't know. I don't.
Semi-conscious.
He's very attractive. I'm not sure. I think he looks too furry for me.
Too furry.
Yes.
It's not fucking Ted and Mark Wahlberg.
Listen, I do not have a chance in hell of getting this man, and so I don't feel like insulting him is really the way I'm going to go.
Well, okay.
I'm going to sound like those incels. Well, I mean, you know, she's a supermodel, but I don't like her hair, you know?
Her left fingernail really turns me off, baby.
It gets on my nerves.
Okay. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Good old incels.
Absolutely. Someone say something. I'm just having a bit of my zero sugar monster.
Wow.
Zero sugar
monster. What a weird UK flex.
There you go. Well, because...
The gaffer on the Indiana Jones films with Pat Kirkwood.
I beg your
pardon. Does that help?
What?
Okay. The sound mixer on one of the Indiana Jones films was David McMillan. Does that help?
No.
Help who?
No.
Yeah, what's it supposed to help?
I'm not sure. I'm just interjecting. Oh,
okay. Thanks for your help. This is great.
Anyone tell the stiffy joke yet?
I think we did about 11 years ago.
We can't do
10
that
10 years
again.
Ago. 9 years ago.
I'll tell you what. Should we see if anyone's left any amusing letters for us to read out from our...
That'll be sad because there won't be any.
Well, there's a couple, actually.
What?
Unfortunately.
Why that?
And Monica, I can only apologise in advance. I have been asked by Kenny Evans to read something out. So,
oh dear,
you did, yes,
yeah,
go ahead.
Can you just say I do now, please? It'll save time.
I mean, I'm concerned about what I'm agreeing to. Marriage seems like a terrible option, but there are others that could be almost as bad. So let's not go down this road.
No, I think marriage is the safest option, right? What are the choices he could give you?
Well, let me read. Look, the first sentence is in capitals. Topics, discussions, and just plain nonsense. Well, we could have guessed that, Kenny. Right, so a question for Kat. What's fallen off, broken, raped your wallet, or got stuck up your poop hole of late?
This is the start of a joke. Raped my wallet. Well, we have to do some renovations for the house. So it is going to get an absolute fucking hammering.
Ooh, ouch.
Boring stuff. We've got our interest rate is quite low, so it's been locked in for nearly another year now. So we'll start getting properly rate once that goes up to the current level of what it is at the moment. So I've got another year to sort of save some money, but we need to do renovation. So I'm going to get rate now, then rate later as well. So that's what's going to be hammering me, the house. The house is going to be
sucking
money out of my wallet. Joyful.
Well, maybe something a little bit more chewy then. What's been up your ass recently, mate? Apart from your wife's thumb.
Doctor's finger?
Doctor's
finger. I think it was his finger. Yeah. He did have a hold of both my shoulders, but...
He said it was a doctor, but it was in the car park, so it could have been.
Yeah. He did look homeless at the time, yeah.
What's, Monica, what's the name of a down market supermarket or a chain of big shops or shopping mall type places?
I just like picturing a market that's just soup. Okay, so now that we've thought about that.
You not heard the phrase supermarket before?
Supermarket, but what I heard you say was soup market, just a place that had canned soup. What's the local soup market? Like, well, that sounds very British, yes.
What's your favourite soup then? Do you like chicken?
I like chicken soup, yeah.
Great. Well, suck this is foul. I can't believe I actually did that. That joke was old in 1973.
Oh, but that's why I missed it. I was born in 74, so it's like...
I won't...
Well, Damien was 30 then, so...
Fuck off, I'm not that old. I was born in 68, all right?
Yeah, of course you were.
Oh. And at eight, when he was 8 years old, that was the funniest joke.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, his mum hated it, though.
Yeah, yes, right, yes. Right, so question for Dom. Yes, I am actually. These Darth Vader's actually kicking in quite horribly, to be honest. Dom, as dopey and cute your dog seems, if it was laid on the... Oh, shit, in the bed. If it was... Oh, look, we might have to sense it. If it was laid on the bed next to your missus one night and growled at you when told to get down, would you go sleep in its basket or ask your wife to budge up her side?
Right. I have three large dogs. In fact, just hold there one second.
Oh, okay. Hang on, we could do with some music. Here. Yeah, should we have some music?
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together.
Why can I imagine Monica singing that? Oh, dear. Oh, look. Now, for those of you who aren't watching any video that we're not recording, there's a doggo. Oh, bless.
Hang on. Ding. Yeah, so that's my puppy. My puppy she's 18 months old. She's a dog de Bordeaux, and she's 9 fucking stone. So she sleeps on the bed every night.
That's heavy.
They're practically hot contraceptive, these dogs, because they've got three boxes and two of them like to sleep on the bed in between us.
Oh, my word. Blimey.
You can just work your way through.
Well, yeah. I mean, fortunately, they're all ginger redheads, and, you know, that's my thing. So, you know, it's good.
excellent. Right, I've got a question now. So I've got so question to me from Kenny. Do you understand what your shouty bands actually say, and do you sing along to the angry lyrics whilst walking in the shower? He said he typed walking, he probably meant wanking. My shouty lyric bands, I don't know if Monica's heard any, so I should actually probably find some. Monica, have you ever heard of a band called Lorna Shore?
No.
Right. They sing very sweet, lovely love songs. I'll play a bit for you. You see, you can hear that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lovely, emotional, nice bit of love music, yeah?
It's stunning, yes. Very, very lovely.
Some baggy
heavy
band.
There we go. Yes, I can understand every single word they're saying. I saw them live, and it was very, very loud, and it made my ears ring.
I met a drunk person once that I understood about as well as the lyrics to that song.
Oh, look, it gets better. Hang on a minute. It's just brilliant, isn't it? I mean, what imagery does that evoke for you, Monica?
I mean, definitely someone pummeling in someone else's head. I mean, with a shovel. Obviously, what else? Is this a Rorschach test? Do I get arrested based on what I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Say something like a yoga class where people are just sort of stretching and trying to relax and... Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if he could do
that in the background.
God, yeah. Pilates. Doing Pilates, that would be quite good fun, wouldn't it?
Yes, now on the Skype call?
What? Well, now? We could do. I'll tell you what. We'll do some group Pilates on the Skype call after you answer the question I'm dreading to ask you that Kenny sent. Okay.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Right, here we go. I can only apologize in advance. Monica, I'm recently in a new relationship with a very, very open-minded, lovely lady. And to be quite honest, I'm all for trying anything twice, so long as after all the surprises you've seen online. What would you suggest we try, not only to keep the spark going, but to tick something way outside of the box? Oh, so it would appear, Monica, that our lovely Kenny and lady, he wants to spice it up a bit in the bedroom or back of the mini metro, wherever he happens
to. Okay. Right. Okay. I would suggest something he may not have tried before, penis in vagina sex.
Whoa. Hang on. Yes. Penis and vagina sex.
Is that the sound he would make if he did it?
it sounds like one of the song titles to that band we just listened to, actually.
Play some more of that.
Okay. You asked for it. Wow.
I'm starting to speak fluent, whatever that is. I now know it.
It's metal, Monica. It's metal, darling. I'll send you a link to that fine tune later. Actually, Monica, have you heard of the other two are going to groan now because I'm always badgering on about this lot, but have you heard a band called Sleep Token?
No, I have not.
Oh, for God's sake, woman. Right.
I have not heard anything you're going to mention. Let's just say that now.
Unless it's Anthony Jeselnik.
Stop it. You're talking about that man I love.
Anthony Jeselnik.
Actually, Anthony Jeselnik's got a new special coming out soon.
Special needs.
No. Monica, why haven't you had your special yet?
Talent? Lack of?
Oh, pish and tish. You're lovely and brilliant and wonderful.
Not to the extent where I could record an album. I mean, I'm self-aware. I'm fine.
Do it. You chuck it out on Bandcamp. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, not if the material's not good enough for it. Like, genuinely, I think it's fine. I perform, so I know the reaction I get from audiences, and it's not album-worthy yet. Maybe someday.
Monica, with the greatest respect, that's complete bollocks, because some of the specials I've seen are really not special. They are really not special, so you could actually
knock it out.
Okay, but I'd like to be among the special albums, not the better than the totally sucky ones over there, you know? Like, I'd like to, but thank you. I appreciate the vote of confidence.
Who's the guy used to be a kickboxer that did a special? What's his name? Brendan Schwab or something? Or Shaw?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
No, that's not him.
Benjamin Schwab is like some sort of finance thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it might as well be.
Sounds like an SDI.
Yeah, they could also be that.
Cryptocurrency or something.
There was this guy.
Funny. He's stand up. He's done.
There was a guy I was watching on TikTok the other day. I can't remember his name, but he's got a
13-year-old girl.
Oh, for fuck's sake. No, he was, I think his brother or someone is Downs, and he had a bit of his routine about how people was coming up to him, giving their condolences and stuff about, you know, having to look after someone who's got Downs and stuff. And he said, no, honestly, they're having the best time ever. They're having pretty much a good time all the time, just eating ice cream. I'm not doing the routine any justice, but it's really good. I'm trying to remember what his name is. I might have to put it in the show notes.
I've seen him and it's like, you're kidding me. This kid, you know, this lad's having the happiest time of his life.
Yeah, all the time.
You're living through your shit. Yeah, all the time.
Yeah. It was quite funny, actually. I can't remember his fucking name. I saw Daniel Sloss a couple of weeks ago live. He was really funny. Have you heard him, Monica?
No. We're not doing this game. I thought we decided that.
No, no. It's all right, darling. It's not a
musician. Cultural references. Come on.
It's not a musician.
She doesn't know anything. Can you lie?
She doesn't. She doesn't do topical stuff.
It's not a musician. It's all right. It's
not in the world as we know it. Yes.
It's a Scottish comedian called Daniel Sloss, and he's really, really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, go on as if I said, yes, I've heard of him.
Excellent. There you go. That's the end of that sentence. Kenny's last request is that we do some ASMR for him.
For me?
Yeah. Go on. Go on, Dom. You can do some ASMR.
Okay. I'm now undoing my pants. And I am just rubbing. This is the sound of my pants rubbing on the floor. I can't do it. I can't even say it. I fucking do it.
And this is the sound. Yeah. And this is the sound of Dom ejaculating.
Face neck and chest.
Right. Okay. Monica, what's your ASMR like? You're going to tell me, Dano, what that means, aren't you?
I do know what ASMR is. Okay, that I do. Thank God. This is like a game. What's that?
Nothing.
It's not, no, Cat, it's not arse to mouth.
Oh.
That would be, that has none of the letters correct except the first one.
Yeah.
A-S. Yes.
I can't count properly.
He's Australian.
That's right. Okay. Sorry, geography. I forgot. My bad.
He's Australian. It's like a disability.
That's true, actually. That's true facts.
I know it's like whispering, and there's like whispering, and there's a lot of comforting sounds, you know, like soothing sounds, like nails going just, you know, gently on something, you know, those kind of sounds.
Get your hand off my penis!
That's the most soothing sound.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Right.
It is the sound I hear most often.
Yeah. Stop. Stop. I'm not asleep yet. Okay.
Despite what you gave me, I am not asleep.
Yeah, despite.
Yet.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll have another pint of Cosby. Oh yeah, that can be a type of real ale, couldn't it? Like a Monica Hamburg's new craft ale called Cosby's Tears or something.
Cosby juice.
Yes, that would be wonderful to manufacture. I would love to. Anything that involved his tears would be very nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you can use them as lube, but if nothing else. Right. Moving swiftly onwards. We've got a couple of notes or notettes, if you're so inclined, from Dana Lucas. And she says words thus. I know. We need to get back on the show again soon, actually. Guys, we are 2 months into what appears to be another shite year. Right on, sis. Because no one wants to employ me. Oh, I'm thinking of becoming a prepper. I'm not sure if that's misspelt or I just don't know what it means.
Yay, something you don't know. I know what that means. Go ahead.
Tell me in a minute. Have any of you got a garden big enough so I could dig a bunker big enough for just me with an air filtration system, ... and enough water and dry food supplies for a couple of years? I don't think I'm asking for much. I just want an easy life. If you don't have a garden, how about a basement? I'm not fussy. Oh, Dana. We could be having that. And more importantly, what's a prepper? FFS.
Survivalist. Like the bunker was the key word there. So, yeah, survivalist.
In
doomsday prepper.
Prepping Armageddon.
The end of the world.
Right.
I thought Armageddon was just a safe word for when you get bummed.
And you thought a prepper was just the supply of, you know,
poppers.
Plan B that everyone has that went around.
I thought it was a flopper. Yes.
I thought it was something to do with preparation H.
Yeah, I thought it was spit on the end of it.
Spit, fucking hell, Dom.
You talk to a Canadian who's got like a massive country and
what did you say?
Country.
The edit of that's going to be brilliant.
And everyone with everyone living in the bottom 2% of it. So if you're going to prep and be a survivalist and an off-grid or an all-out business, that's the place to go, I think.
Right.
It's true, but you will die from the cold almost immediately.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's where you want to go. Like, in the snow with the French next to the Americans. Bingo. Wow.
Oh, God. Right? Doesn't that sound just like the worst cruelty ever?
Yeah, can we just hang on? Just before you just reminded me. So at the moment, today, it's unseasonably warm up here. It was 14 degrees Celsius. So, Kat, what is it in Australia or where you are right now? Roughly.
Let me see. Right this very instant, I open my weather app. And it is 15 degrees in the morning.
15 degrees in the morning? Oh.
At 7 o'clock in the morning. So Davian's sat next to his Argus, so it's pointless asking him. So, Monica, what's it like in Montreal?
It is minus 9 Celsius.
Fuck me dead. Oh, dear. I mean, that's proper cold in England. It's probably like a balmy summer for you.
That's not cold here. That's like, oh, it's kind of tropical.
Oh.
Thanks,
so
Davian.
If we recorded it... If we recorded this in about 5 hours' time, the temperature range of this podcast could be minus 9 to plus, I don't know, 25, 30?
Yeah.
That's insane. It'll be 30 here later. 40 degrees difference. Yay!
Well, that is a vast difference, yeah.
Actually, my wife is going to Canada in about 2 months.
Ah, right. Well, that's the Lesbo film scene sorted out, Monica.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, finally. I was very much looking for one.
Actually, I think we need to do a bit of a crowdfunder to try and send Monica some money so she doesn't sue us for this awful mess we've dragged her into.
Perfect. Yeah, I like this.
Which part of Canada is she going?
What?
What? Thank Kat. You. I'm glad it wasn't just me. Go ahead.
Kat, which part of Canada is she going to? Your wife?
Oh, Canada. All right. I think it's Montreal. Yeah.
Oh,
I think
it's Montreal.
Right. Yeah.
Well, your lesbian film is just steps from being made now. Go ahead.
Exactly. Yeah.
One of her school friends lives there. So she hasn't seen her for about 20 years. No, oh, yeah, wow. 25 years, yeah. So she's staying at her place for a few weeks. And, just hanging out with their family. In the summer, so she'll get away from here in the cold, which isn't really that cold.
Oh.
Probably about, 10 degrees something. Freezing.
Fucking freezing. Now, yeah, 9 degrees. So, like 9 degrees. Sorry, going back to the temperature thing, because literally over here, Monica, if it's 9 degrees, we'd, the country would basically shut down south of minus Scotland. Nine. So, yeah, but, I remind us.
I mean, we're talking Celsius, right?
Yeah. We're talking English, not fucking foreign.
So what's the normal temperature that it dips to? Like, what's the lowest it kind of goes to on average?
The train station shut down when it gets to about 1 degree.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes at night.
Is that accurate? Or?
Well, yeah, our infrastructure is pretty poor. If it gets slightly too cold, sort of, below 10, the trains don't work because it's like the wrong type of wind. And if it gets too warm, it's the wrong type of sun. I don't know. Nothing ever works over here.
Wow. It might get to -3 in winter during the night. It's considered it's freezing.
Taters. Taters. Fucking taters, mate.
Well, so -9 being quite warm is quite a difference.
So you must wear really big muffs.
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry, is there a time delay for that, Kat?
Sit in the silence for a while.
That's right. I'll edit out the silence to make me fun.
Yeah, there's a time difference. There's 1974 when that joke was relevant.
That's probably when he was born was about when it came and died.
1974.
I normally die after I come. You bloody bastards all picking on me.
Because you're ancient, mate.
You're
ancient, mate. You deserve it.
I do deserve it. Dana has a last bit she wants me to read out. It's what she's been doing this week. And she says, this week I've spent a lot of time in the kitchen. I don't cook and can't cook, but because of a friend's illness, Probably AIDS. I have to do the cooking. Oh, actually, I hope it's not AIDS. I feel really bad then. So far, I haven't burned down the house or poisoned anyone. My future really is not in the kitchen. Where do we see Dana's future, Monica?
In a bunker. Oh, sorry.
Right in the bunker.
But with, like, all the naked people she wants.
Oh, right. Okay, so, Dana, yeah, we see a bright future for you in a room with lots of naked people.
Yeah. So they're all dead.
In a bunker.
We
see you in. Hang on. We see you in podcast title, Dana's Sex Bunker.
Dana's Sex Bunker. There's a podcast title I'll probably forget. I'm going to type it. Dana's Sex.
Put in the back of all the other ones.
Well, I still think Cuck AI is a pretty good title, and you know.
It is pretty good.
Yeah.
Have you noticed everything?
Oh,
have you noticed everything these days is like fucking the Samsung S24 powered by AI? And it's like, well, no, it's not. It's powered exactly the same as the S23, but AI is topical and popular, so therefore you're saying it's powered by AI.
What are your thoughts on AI, Monica? Is it something that bothers you? Does it make you full of fear? Or could you not give a shit as long as it makes your Tinder date turn up on time?
I really should have just gone... Sorry, AI? What is that? Just in keeping with anything else I didn't know during this episode. Or series, as we say in England.
Thank you, dear.
Good girl.
I think, I'm terrified of it. I mean, as a voiceover artist, it's kind of scary to imagine someone replicating you. And
actually, I mean, have you, I can't believe I'm actually asking a serious question. Have you noticed any drop-off in voiceover work with AI and stuff? I've heard a few AI voice generators, and they're technically impressive if you're kind of geeky, but I do think we are a long way off it, like replacing people like you. Yeah.
I agree, but we're not that far off, and because the legislation for things are so hard, you know, it's not in keeping with the technology. Mm. You know, we don't really know where that's going, so it is a scary concept.
Yeah, it's probably going to be the more than you, the upcoming sort of people that will fill
the
brunt of it.
Oh, you mean the people that'll be alive more than 20 years from now? Is that what you're implying, Damien?
Like I'm going to be alive in 20 years' time? Fucking hell!
No, that's true.
It definitely is scary. I listened to a podcast and
study on
about this sort of thing, and it was basically there's a woman who recorded a load of words and random sort of like phonemes and syllables and whatnot for this software for education reasons. They sold the education software on, or they sold the data on. And it ended up being bought by TikTok and became the voice of TikTok. And she had no idea until people started tagging her and saying, oh, is this you? And it was. But she'd not recorded it for TikTok. And in the end, and the most bizarre thing in the world is they wrote to TikTok and said, look, that's my voice and you're using it without consent. TikTok actually listened and pulled it and changed the voice and got someone else to record it.
Oh, who really?
Blimey.
Yeah, which is like a massive, massive deal because she wasn't getting paid for anything. So they've paid someone else to do it, and like this is going to be for TikTok. So they're well aware of what it's for. But there's so many cases of... you know, ChatGPT is reading hundreds and hundreds of books by authors to educate itself. And there's voices that are being recorded for things, and they're being used not for what they're recorded for. And the big fear, I mean, this was the big thing with the actor strike in Hollywood is people, we don't need to pay for an extra in the background because we can just CGI him. And
that's
once
right.
Him,
that's the biggest
scanned, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, we've got him scanned. We can replicate him by 50, put different hats on him and stick him in the background in every show, forevermore and never have to pay him again.
Right. And this poor actor that worked one day and then got paid for that, and that's it. But he doesn't get more income from it. It's insane.
Well, no, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's what it's going to end up being. It's going to be the case of you have your primary actors, which would be the ones that are most wrinkled and most life-looking, and then you'll have everybody else in the film or series or whatever, or just be AI fucking NPCs,
so
basically.
Then how do you get to be the primary actor in the first place? Because they always start from somewhere small.
You kill everyone you know.
Yeah?
Kill everyone you know. Is that your general life advice?
There's a podcast title.
I'm a life coach, and that is what I tell people. Kill everyone all the time, and then you have less competition.
I could totally see you as a life coach, actually, Monica.
Wow, what, could you possibly say anything more insulting?
What? Why is that insulting?
Okay, right.
They get paid loads. They get paid loads to just...
the thing in the world, life coaching.
No, you get paid loads of money to tell people to do things, and then you just generally fuck with them, can't you?
That all right. Then I now know what your career is, but that's not...
I've got a career in disappointing... Or fucking GCSE level degree in that.
Like you've got a GCSE.
Oh, you're all right, just because I've got no qualies.
No, I mean, GCSEs were invented after you were at school, you old bastard.
This is very true. Now, GCSEs, Monica, are a school qualification that came out after I left school. It's another reference to me being so bloody old. Right, okay. Don't laugh in it like you're all,
Last time we spoke to Monica, she'd been stuck in a apartment or flat or whatever she calls it for a long time because it was in lockdown.
Bunker. Yeah, that's bunker, right.
Is that it's in lockdown?
Fucking
hell.
Was it during lockdown? Holy shit.
Yeah, pretty sure it was. Holy
shit. Blimey.
How's life changed for you in that time?
Yeah, that was just a strange time. Not much change, actually. I don't remember. I think I was just locked in. That was what I was doing.
Yeah.
That was all I was doing, is being locked in. Oh, that was horrible. What a time.
It was a bit of a time, but then I realized that I didn't really like people anyway and quite liked staying in. So,
that's the thing. I do like people, so that is a bit of a problem.
But do you, Monica? Do you really?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I don't like everyone, but I like associating with people.
Well, that's bloody clear, isn't it?
I mean, is it clear by our interaction? Is that what gives you the hint?
I'm going to sit in the corner and write poetry after this.
Oh. Yeah,
can I guess that you were like everybody else who's sort of like creative and artistic and whatnot, and you thought, this lockdown's going to be brilliant. I'll have so much time to write. I'll have so much time to do this and do that and do the other. And then you did nothing, because I did exactly the same.
I actually did quite a bit, but then I burnt myself out, so I don't know why I did it.
Oh, you weirdo.
Oh, dear.
Yes, I mean, do you think that's an insult? It's like, that's my middle name, Weirdo.
Weirdo. So I'll credit you as Monica Weirdo Hamburg, yeah?
Perfect.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. Well, we are moving into the autumn of the show. In fact, I believe the last 10 minutes before this side of the C90 runs out. Before the tape does run out, I think it would be rude if we didn't allow you to properly plug yourself, Monica. Kenny, stop it. Stop it. Give us some more links. Give us more links, baby.
More links?
Link me up. What are your socials, darling? What are your socials, eh?
I'm on Instagram at... Monica.Hamburg. I am on Twitter, but it's pretty much the same thing as Instagram. That's what all, I don't post anything different, but Twitter is at Monica Hamburg, and then everything else is monicahamburg.com and similar. So you can find Monica all my stuff and everything incriminating if you Google.
What about monicahamburglive.com? Because that's what I'm wanking over. That's what I'm looking at now.
Yes.
That's the hidden cam in her toilet.
Yeah, I'm really surprised, but normally what happens is something happens to the screen and the last part is obscured by some liquid, so it's usually just monicahamburg.com. But you haven't gotten to the finale yet. So.
Oh, they both resolve to the same place. Look, you got two domain names. That's a bit posh, isn't it?
Look at that. Look at that flex.
But more importantly, when are you going to fucking update it? When are you going to update it? We want more live shows. We want more podcasts. We want more of this funny over 40, exceptional and exhausted.
Yes,
hey.
We'll get there. In the next few months, we'll get there.
would you like me to record some trailers for you?
Oh, I am sure you are the perfect fit for the show.
That's a no, then.
It's all women, you know, so, right.
Yeah, just what she needs is another white man to come in and just speak on her behalf.
No, this is how you speak properly.
I mean, how would anyone understand this without the translation?
Middle-aged women should be obscene and not heard. Yeah, there you go. There, you can have that sample for free. There you go.
There we go. And you're generous.
And if you go on there, it'll be scary over 60.
Oh, fuck. I'm not 60 for another 4 years, all right?
Wow. So close, though.
Shut up.
Fuck, I'm 48. Does that make you feel grim that you two old bastards are in your 50s and I'm 48?
Jesus, we're both Liverpudlian and I could be your father.
You might be.
Jesus.
My mum was a right slug.
Oh, you can't say that.
Yeah. Oh.
Actually, yeah, that was something.
You can't say things Canadians can't understand. That's the rule. Go ahead.
Oh, look, she's giving me orders now. Now, Monica.
I knew it came across really cunty. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
No. Do carry on. Speaking of mums, one of the features, repeating leitmotif of some of your earlier podcasts was your relationship with your mum and the stuff. Do you still delve into that in any of your life stuff?
Yeah, sometimes. I don't know. I feel like sometimes I don't want to rag on my mom, even though she's so easy to rag on, but usually on social media I do.
I used to love it on your podcast when you did an impersonation of her with that accent. Shit, dear listeners, Monica is fantastic. Well, she's fantastic full stop, but her accents are superb.
Oh, thank you. Really only a few. There's some accents I'm terrible at. My Irish sounds Indian, so I think
English people, it's the Welsh accent that sounds Indian. Now, I can get away with it being Welsh, but so like, who's caught is that jacket? It's not. It's not. Go on, try your Irish accent. Try your Irish accent, you fecking cunt.
We're good. Go on.
Okay. That's another sample
again,
for Kenny.
Ordering, yes.
So, your voiceover work, Monica, is that available from monicahamburg.com? I mean, how do people find you on...
Sometimes there's Monica Hamburg voice. It resolves. Like, they'll all...
Right. Rich Tory bastards say what? You got three domain names then?
Probably.
She does it properly.
Maybe four.
She does it properly. Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, unlike us.
Right. Oh, yeah, monicahamburgvoice.com.
There you go.
Oh, fantastic. Well, there's loads of links.
Link-tastic. There you go.
Oh, right. Okay. E-learning and instructional voiceover demo.
IRs have different classifications.
Oh, bloody hell. That's dead posh. Oh, Kenny. Go invest in some Kleenex, mate.
Yes, you guys are really, you're going to be very depleted after finding all my sites.
Yes. Spent, I believe, is the word. Right. Okay. We are edging ever closer to not only the witching hour, but probably Monica's patience with my bullshit.
Join the club, Monica.
It's kind of Stockholm syndrome with it. 11 years, I know. And we're getting close to the 500th episode soon. So I might have to see if we can get hold of the wonderful, amazing Mr. Travis Clark. Because he. I see him occasionally on the Twitters. And of course, he does some of these. What's that podcast network? Unpops. There's a brilliant podcast he's doing at the moment. I've forgotten the name of it. Hang on a minute. It's you don't even like this band. It's absolutely brilliant. They're doing
that's awesome.
Yeah, they're doing a Fleetwood Mac at the moment. They go through bands of people. Yeah, it's very it's just a delight to hear his voice because he is rather excellent.
He's so wonderful.
Isn't he? Yeah, everybody loves
him. Way bigger in the US. Like, we know they've got tons of great comedians, but yeah, like that stand-up he posted ages ago. How come no one's attached to themselves to this and went, oh, let's make a ton of money out of this guy?
This is the confusing thing, and it's, you know, the thing that keeps me going sometimes is like, you think, okay, well, if you don't get certain things in life, it's because you're not good enough. But then there's someone like him where you're like, this guy is ridiculously funny and so charismatic. He's just got it all, and you're like, why is this man not famous? He should be famous if anyone should be famous.
There's TV programs like that. So I found this weird show. I mean, it's weird because it is like, I'd never even heard of it. And it was dead funny. And I'd actually seen clips of this on TikTok, and you probably have yourselves. It's called Loudermilk. And it's brilliant.
Oh, I've heard of this. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really, really good. is the guy from Office Space. I can't remember his fucking name.
Jeff.
But he's really, really funny. Really...
Livingston, Ron Livingston.
Yeah. It's really good. And you've probably seen, like, you're on TikTok when you're not wanking over 13-year-old girls, Davian. There's a bit, one where there's he's in a coffee shop and the barista's like saying, "What's your name, please?" And he's like, "What? I'll have a coffee, please." And she's like, "Why are you taking the piss on my voice?" He's like, "Because that's not a real voice."
Yeah, right in there.
Lots and lots of little things like that in it. It's really good.
Oh yes, and yeah, I know that clip.
That's what it reminds me of is you'll see a stand up and you'll think, "Oh my god, this guy's amazing. Why is he not bigger?" Or you'll see a program or a film and you think, "Why have I never heard of this? Why have I just accidentally fallen over it?" Daniel Kitson's another one. If you don't know who Daniel Kitson is, then. And then you see him, you think, why is this guy not like doing arenas or something like that?
Daniel Kitson, yeah. I think I've seen some of his stuff.
Funny one.
It's only on OnlyFans there.
Yeah. Usually.
Well, there's nothing like ending the show on a happy note, eh?
Yeah.
Someone say something happy. Go on, Monica, you've got the bubbly voice. Say something happy.
Oh, we're all going to die one day.
Quote.
Yeah, that's true. It is. If anyone wants to get one of my books, you can go to my Instagram. It's just apparatus, APPARARTUS, or apparatus.com, and there's a book link there with all the other shit. So,
how many books are on there now?
There's two. The third one comes out on the 24th.
So a third book within a year, and yeah, I've been trying to write a book for fucking 25, 30 years and not managed to get anything in order. You've done like 3 in 6 months. Yeah, cheers, mate.
But I'm writing fucking kids' books. What it's designed for is to be a bedtime story that a parent can look at and go, "Yeah, that's got nice pictures. I can read that in 5 minutes. No. And little Tommy will shut the fuck up." So
yeah, hang on. You're writing kids' books. You're also doing amazing artwork in these kids' books. It's not just like a fucking words on pages. It's the fucking artwork is incredible.
It is actually. Wow. Yeah.
And you've done 3 in 6 months, you bastard.
Yeah, I should try and sell some of them.
That would be good.
That'd be a good idea.
Right. Well, any final words before we stop the tape and have our secret non-recorded conversation?
This is how all the snuff films end.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, it's been a pleasure talking with you, fellas.
It always is. It's been lovely. It's been too long. It's been a while. Dom.
Been a while.
Well, if you want to hear more of this turgid filth, then point your internet browser at strangetimeshow.com. Available wherever the fuck you get your podcasts from, and we're going to leave the last words of the day to Dom.
Hi, this is Dominic. I'm a real person. I'm not an AI imaged created being. I'm a real person. You should be a real person. If you're a computer and you're listening to this podcast to gather data and to learn about how phrases and sentences are formed, don't listen to us because we don't know what the fuck we're doing. Listen to somebody else. Listen to a different podcast. Try the BBC. They've got a few. Rest in peace, Steve Wright.
Oh, yeah, Steve Wright. Yeah, not the Stephen Wright, you know, Monica. That Steve Wright.
Yeah, not the funny one.
English DJ at the BBC. Anyway, we're supposed to end on a funny note. Monica, say something funny, quickly.
Oh, God, what are you doing to me? I know nothing, and I will never know anything, and I lose a trivia. Okay, you found that out during this podcast, so that's how we'll end this.
www.strangetimeshow.com. Catch us on Twitter at @strangetshow.
Don't forget iTunes and Stitcher Smart Radio.
Yeah. Love.
I like it.